You're listening to Morning Ireland with Audrey Carvel and Cian McCormack. Here now with the news in detail is Brian Jennings.
Five people died in road crashes in counties Cork, Kilkenny and Meath over the weekend. At around 10 o'clock last night, a motorist in his 20s died in a single vehicle crash on the Trim Navan Road in County Meath. And earlier in the day, also in County Meath, two men aged in their 30s died after three motorcycles collided. A teenage boy died yesterday following injuries he received in a collision between an e-scooter and a car at Bonnetstown in County Kilkenny the previous day. A man in his 40s died in a single vehicle car incident in Kinsale in County Cork in the early hours of Saturday morning. On this programme, Garda Superintendent Liam Geraghty said motorbikes were a high-risk mode of travel.
Without commenting on anything in particular that happened yesterday, we're certainly seeing a concerning increase in the number of motorcyclists at this stage of the year who have been involved in fatal and serious road traffic collisions. And unfortunately, motorcyclists are one of those vulnerable road users. If a motorcyclist is in a traffic collision with another vehicle, particularly a car or a truck, they are the vulnerable person in that road traffic collision and most likely to suffer the most severe consequences.
The Israeli Security Cabinet has authorised the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his Defence Minister Yoav Gallant to decide the timing and the manner of a response to the deadly rocket blast on Saturday. 12 young people died in the attack in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. Israel has blamed Hezbollah, but the Iranian-backed group has denied any involvement. The UN, the EU and the US have warned of the consequences of war in the Middle East escalating. World leaders fear that further tensions between Israel and Hezbollah will strengthen the possibility of Iran entering the hostilities. Flour Hassan Nahum of the Israeli Foreign Ministry described what she believed would be the nature of the Israeli response.
How would any country respond if children were killed in a football field in a village that's done nothing and is not involved in the war? I think that any country would respond appropriately. And I trust the Israeli IDF to go and do what's appropriate and to target the perpetrators, the terrorists and the enablers of this type of tragedy and massacre.
The Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, has announced that the processing of cases of asylum seekers from Jordan and Nigeria are to be given top priority. Previously, priority was given to asylum seekers from the country with the most applications in the previous 3 months. Urgent focus will now be placed on the two top countries. Ethna Dodge reports.
The International Protection Office will prioritise cases from the two countries of origin for asylum seekers with the highest number of applicants in the previous 3 months. For this quarter, those countries are Nigeria and Jordan. In April, citizens from the country with the highest number of applicants, which was Nigeria, in the previous 3 months, went through the accelerated process. Minister for Justice Helen McEntee said by expanding the accelerated process to the top two countries, she will further speed up international protection processing.
The electoral authorities in Venezuela have declared Vincent Maduro winner of the presidential election for a third term. The country's opposition has alleged widespread irregularities in the counting of votes. It said their observers were barred or removed from the count in some areas. The electoral authorities have rejected the claims. AIB has warned of a rise in the number of scams where customers are visited by a taxi driver or courier, supposedly sent by the bank to collect their card. The bank said it is also aware of instances in recent days where fraudsters gave instructions to leave cards under front door mats for collection. The scam involves a customer receiving a fraudulent text falsely identified to be from a bank, a utility company or another legitimate business containing a link. Team Ireland is taking part in more events on day three of the Olympic Games in Paris. Yesterday's highlights included swimmer Mona McSharry being the second fastest qualifier for tonight's final of the 100 metres breaststroke and heavyweight boxer Jack Marley moving to within one more win of at least a bronze medal. Gary Moran reports.
23-year-old Max Sharry from Grange, County Sligo, is the only Irish swimmer to reach an Olympic final since the turn of the century. She showed her promise by winning the World Junior Championship in the 100 breaststroke in 2017, and that remains her top event. She finished 8th in the final of the Tokyo Games, and her new Irish record last night has given her a favourable Lane 5 draw for tonight's final at 8:25 Irish time. Boxer Jack Marley took a split decision over a Polish opponent, and he'll fight for a minimum of bronze in his quarterfinal on Thursday evening. Someone who already has a boxing gold medal, lightweight Kelly Harrington, has her last 16 bouts today, while someone with 37 World and Olympic medals, American gymnast Simone Biles, is wowing the crowds back to her best in the apparatus qualifiers. Gary Moran, RTE News, Paris.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Take home heating efficiency to new levels with Grant's air-to-water heat pump and underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be cloudy today with sunny spells in the east and southeast. There'll be patchy rain in the western half of the country and isolated showers elsewhere, but it'll be generally dry. Highest temperatures will range from 16 to 22 degrees.